Shavuos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah talks about Benos Shuach. Benos Shuach are a certain type of white fig. Shavuos Shalahen, the year of Shemitah, meaning to say the year in which we have to be concerned that the peros, that the fruit of this tree have Kedusha Shavuos, is Shavuos Shalahen Shania, is the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Shehein Osos L'Shaloshanim, because they take 3 years for them to ripen. Now, what that means to say is that the chanata, the blooming of the tree of Benos Shuach, the blooming means where the first little bud of the fruit appears after the flower falls off, that blooming is the determination of what year the fruits of this tree belong to in terms of the years of Shemitah and of Maisros. So therefore, if the blooming of Benos Shuach occurs during Shavuos, during Shemitah, however, they don't ripen until 3 years. So therefore, you have the first year is the year of Shemitah. There's the first year of the Shemitah cycle. And the second year of the Shemitah cycle is when they ripen. And that is when they will have Kedusha Shavuos. Rabbi Yehuda adds another category, Harparsios, the Persian figs, Shavuos Shalahen Motzoi Shavuos. The halachas of Shemitah apply to the fruit of that tree on Motzoi Shavuos, in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, Shehein Osos L'Shteishanim, because they take 2 years to ripen from the time that the Chanata, the blooming, takes place. Amru Lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda and disagreed. They said, Lo Amru Ela Benos Shuach, they only said this halacha of that there is a post-Shavuos status. They only said that regarding Benos Shuach, and they did not say it regarding any other type of fruit, and therefore only the Benos Shuach have this halacha, not the Parsios.